But there is more, and this is where things get crazy. There are rumors that OpenAI is discussing the development of a web browser, an AI-powered web browser that's integrated with ChatGPT. So now you're talking about not only competing with Google in search, but in the actual web browser product directly with Chrome. The company has even gone as far as hiring former Google Chrome developers like Ben Goodger, who was one of the founding team members of Chrome. Again, check out the links in the show notes if you want more info about this news. The Rundown.ai newsletter covers it, and there are a couple of other links in there as well. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today for a quick episode about the intense rivalry between OpenAI and Google that has recently reached a fever pitch. So in late 2024, just this month, the tech giants are trading blows almost every day. We're going to dive into the latest shots that have been traded between the two and what it means and what it has meant for AI in general. Huge shout out today to the Rundown.ai newsletter for curating a couple of these points. Today's newsletter is linked in the show notes. Definitely check it out. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. First up, we'll start with the battle going on between the two giants in the LM arena. We've talked about the LM arena before on this show. It's essentially an index, a leaderboard of all the latest AI models, whether they're open source or private, and their scores across multiple evaluation benchmarks. Anyway, as Rowan Chang at the Rundown.ai newsletter points out, the two have switched places or swapped leads on the leaderboard three times in just the last week. First, an updated version of Gemini took the lead, only to be topped shortly thereafter by the anonymous chatbot, which was an updated version of GPT-4o. And then just yesterday, another experimental model of Gemini reclaimed first place on the leaderboards. So we have the models battling it out in the arena, but we also have the recent launch of OpenAI's Search GPT experience, the direct competitor with Google's search experience, well, also with Perplexity AI. Compared to Google, it offers a more conversational experience, much like Perplexity, especially alike in Perplexity in the way it cites and attributes its sources. And at this point, it does not have any ads, which is going to be its biggest perk over Google, in my opinion. And that goes for Perplexity as well. So the models are battling it out. OpenAI takes a clear shot at Google's search engine. If that was all, it would still be pretty competitive times between the two. But there is more. And this is where things get crazy. There are rumors that OpenAI is discussing the development of a web browser, an AI-powered web browser that's integrated with ChatGPT. So now you're talking about not only competing with Google in search, but in the actual web browser product directly with Chrome. The company has even gone as far as hiring former Google Chrome developers like Ben Goodger, who was one of the founding team members of Chrome. Again, check out the links in the show notes if you want more info about this news. The Rundown.ai newsletter covers it, and there are a couple of other links in there as well. But on top of all of that, OpenAI has recently been finalizing and signing actual agreements with publishers so that they can own the content that they're using to train their AI models. Right now, they're in a huge legal battle with The Times, but they've partnered with other publishers like Condé Nast and Redfin and Priceline. So they're certainly making moves when it comes to search, web browsing, and web publishing. I, for one, am super curious and intrigued by what an OpenAI ChatGPT browser experience would look like, integrated with their search and integrated with their future operator AI agent. There's just so much potential. And I, for one, am definitely here for the competition between OpenAI and Google. This is particularly interesting as far as timing goes, because it comes during a time when Google is very close to being broken up as a monopoly by the Department of Justice, who is considering making them sell Chrome in these recent antitrust issues that Google is dealing with. So, you know, is Google going to have to sell off Chrome and break it up right as OpenAI is seeing the writing on the wall? And they're like, okay, it's time for us to step in and take over the web browser market as well. Ironically, it kind of lends credence to Google's case and that there's more competition now, but we'll see how that all shakes out timing wise. And I have to say, despite Google being kind of the Goliath right now in this story, I think, and despite Gemini recently coming out on top in the leaderboard, OpenAI is definitely throwing the most punches, in my opinion. I mean, again, you have Search GPT, you have the rumors about this browser. There's also news about OpenAI discussing potential partnerships with Samsung now to use OpenAI to power the Galaxy devices AI features, directly competing with Google again. They already partner with Microsoft and Bing. They're already providing services for Apple Intelligence. So I think what this means for all of us is that we're in for a pretty wild web browser west, a wild WWW, whatever you want to call that, in the near future, especially if Chrome goes away and it becomes a new landscape as far as browsers go. I think that's a good thing for consumers, for customers, especially digital marketers who are scrappy and competitive and willing to dive headfirst into these new tools, into these new search experiences, which I know all of you navigators out there for sure are. So for now, we'll just have to sit back, watch how the AI race plays out, and continue to do the best that we can to utilize and reap benefits for our businesses and for our clients. Stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.